Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, here with another episode. We are on episode number 8, and that is Keeping It Real with Char. I have a very special guest, yes. And I'm going to let my guest go ahead and introduce herself. Char, tell the people who you are, what you do.
Well, first of all, I'm so excited. I'm Get a Girl Char from Get a Girl Vision Podcast. I am from Toronto, Canada. Hey. So check me out. You can find me on Instagram, which is get_it_girl_xo_vision. I know it sounds long, but you just get me Get a Girl Vision.
Get it, girl.
Yes.
Make sure you guys go follow her on Instagram, and make sure you guys check out her podcast. Her podcast is so lit. It is such a vibe, and you really spill some gems on there.
Thank you so much. I really try. I've been on it for a few months now, and I just love it. I just love talking to the people. So, and you can catch me on Mondays every other Monday. I turned it to bi-weekly just because life is a little hard out there, but I'm totally dedicated and I want to bring out the greatness. So, you know how it goes.
It's a lot. Like, podcasting is so time consuming.
It is. But I mean, if you have a purpose, which you do, and I've been listening to your pod, and it's amazing as well. And you have a purpose, so we're going to put it out there, right? So,
exactly. And that's why we're here today.
Yes.
So, before we get into it, y'all, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Anchor, of course, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are available to catch up with the latest content on the She Blows It podcast. Be sure to check out the Instagram page at SheBlowsIt_pod. And as many of you know, I am live every Monday and Wednesday night with the Grown Man Logic podcast, where we go and we talk our shit. We hash it out.
Yes, I love it. I so love it. Oh, my God. Yes.
Thank you.
Girl.
So you guys make sure you check that out with our host, Dewan, and co-host Kendra, Eric, and myself. So, Char. Before we get started on our topic, so we're just going to keep it real today, and we're going to just go through a few questions. But before we get into our discussion,
okay,
can you tell the audience one thing you're horrible at? And it could be anything.
I'm horrible at saying no. Okay. I'm really horrible at saying no, like, especially if I really like you and it's something that, and I'm working on it. I'm really working on it, but that catches up on me, right? So I'm horrible at saying no. I always want to help people. That's who I am. So saying no is a big thing for me.
Well, we definitely share the same sentiments on that.
Really? Oh my gosh.
For me, I also struggle with saying no, because for me, it's more so what the other person is going to feel, like how it's going to feel to them, as opposed to me, you know, basically taking care of myself and saying no when I know I should say no.
Yeah. Right?
Because we don't just say no for no reason.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, saying no, there's a reason for it. And if we go against that, we're basically doing something that we don't want to do.
Exactly. Hurting someone's feelings, or just hurting, just making someone feel bad for you saying no, you feel bad for saying no. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And when you tell people no, some people don't know how to respond to that. And it's so odd, because when people tell me no, I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, what do you mean? How do you mean you say no to me?
Right. So when we flip the other coin, it's like, we know how it feels for someone to say no to us as well. And then,
Yeah.
you know, we don't want to dish out that energy because we know how bad something feels and we don't want other people to encounter that. And that's the vibe that I just got from you. And I think we're on the same page.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I don't like saying no. I just like being like, if I can do it, I'm definitely down. You know what I mean? But it's something that it's challenging, and it's something that I'm working on as an adult. As I've gotten older, I've learned to say no. Even as a mom, saying no to my son sometimes is really hard, but you have to because it's for their better self. Like you know, 9 o'clock at night, and you're like, "Mom, can I have some ice cream?" We're like, "No." You feel bad, but you're just like, "No, you cannot have ice cream at this time of night." You know what I mean? So certain things like that I'm strong at, but when it comes to like my fiance, if I say no to him, I feel so bad, and I'm like, I'll re-step it and say, because I said no, because I always have to like sugarcoat everything, like make him feel, or whoever, you know what I mean, like have some type of step back saying why I'm saying no. I'm not really just saying no just because. I'm saying no because this is better for you, you know what I mean? Like, I will always have some type of excuse on why I'm saying no, not just saying flat out no. So,
I understand that part, and with kids it's different because it's like, okay, I'm telling you no because I know what's good for you. And you know, I know that you eating this ice cream tonight is gonna have you up all night, and then you're not gonna want to go to school in the morning, and then you're gonna be tired, and then when you're tired, you're not gonna want to do your work. And you know, the list goes on and on and on and on.
Correct.
But I'll tell you one thing I'm horrible at, and I'm horrible with patience.
Ah, I'm good at
So
that.
I'm doing much, like I'm working on it. I've gotten much better with my patience at this point in my life, especially after having a kid. But
Yeah.
sometimes I'm just like, oh, absolutely not. No. Like, this is unacceptable. And I'm gonna say something right now. Like, I'm not gonna wait, and I'm not gonna let this play out. I'm gonna speak up about this right now, because I'm not gonna wait for you to piss me off even more for me to have to say this, you know,
It's
again.
kind of hard though, Carla, because sometimes, I mean, again, we could look at adults. Do we really have patience for the adults, or can we have patience for children? Because I'm a teacher and I work with young children. And I work
Awesome.
with children with special needs, right? And I'm also an ASD mom. So patience is just something that I have to have that
Yeah.
hat. But when it comes to adults who know what to do and they don't do what they should be doing, I don't have patience. Like, so
That is so
it's
true.
like it depends on who it is, right? So I get you.
And to be more specific, adults who should know what's what is what I don't really have patience for. But what I try to do is I try to empathize, and I try to be understanding, and I try to look at other people's situation from a different lens. Like, okay, this is how I would treat this situation, or this is how I would act in this situation if it were me. I always try to place myself in other people's shoes, because you know, sometimes we really don't know, and we get irritated with people. And sometimes they don't even realize what it is that they're doing. And we get irritated with people when they do realize what they're doing, but they don't want to do anything differently. You know? But we could go into a whole different conversation about that. That is
But
a whole.
it is, and it's really interesting that you said that. But what about like in a relationship? Like, how much patience can you have if you're waiting to be courted by someone? You know what I mean? And you're with that person for 5 years and you're not, there's nothing. So how much patience can you have? Like, should you say something in that in terms? Because I have someone right now who, you know, the patience just in a relationship itself. You know what I mean? Like, how long should you stay in a relationship dating before, you know, you start talking about marriage or living together, or you know what I mean? So
I guess
I don't think
it
10 years is a long time. I don't have patience for that, so.
Child, like you are like I don't know, like Like, I'm so glad I found you, but where did you come?
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So to answer the question about how long, like, before marriage or whatever, like, it depends on that person. It depends on who the people are and what the dynamic is. It depends on who is willing to sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we are willing to be down for men for this amount of time, it's like, obviously there's a commitment, and obviously we're willing to make a sacrifice if we didn't say, okay, you know what? I'm not getting what I want. Goodbye.
Yeah, but that's where the no, we don't say no. Because I think women like us, we're so caring. And sometimes we forget to say the no, or we don't really, we just go with the flow. But then time goes by and it's like, okay, where did this time go? But we're still in this situation. So what did we do? Like, what do we do? People out there, tell us, what should we do?
Email us, hit us up, DM us, tell us something. That should, you know, you should put that up as a poll.
I think
your
Instagram
page. I will reshare it.
Okay, I'll do that.
So we can compare notes. For us, you know what I mean? Because okay.
But we have each other. Don't worry. We got it, girl.
We do. We got it. I'm going to get it with the get it, girl.
Yeah.
So far we've been embodying like the premises of the show, and the show is keeping it real. And we just spoke our truth on something that we had no idea would come up.
I know. This is so authentic. This is so authentic.
Right? So since we are clearly okay with, you know, like, speaking our truth and saying what's on our mind, like, what does speaking the truth, like, what does that feel like for you?
It's so, you know what, speaking the truth is so important, but I'm a Cancer, and so really and truly I pick up on things, and, you know, I observe a lot, and people who mean a lot to me, speaking the truth speaks volumes. But when it comes to, like, people who may do these little white lies, say, for instance, at work, or just, you know, they're lying. For me, I personally don't care because I know you're lying. But when it comes to, like, my boyfriend or my family members, I do not like lies. I want you to tell me the truth, because to me that speaks respect. It speaks so much. It's that love language for me. You know what I mean? Speaking the truth is so, so important. So I don't care if my boss lies, because I know you're lying, and I'll just check out. Like, I'm really good at checking out. But when it comes to my family, my man, do not lie to me. Okay, like, just tell me the truth, and I'll love you forever, kind of thing. Hey. I just don't like lies. Like, and I'm not saying I never lied, but I'm just saying.
You ain't never lied.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, we've all lied. Like, I've lied. You know, like, but we learn from that. We learn within, like, the lies to tell the truth. Because for me, the reason I started this podcast at first, I wanted to talk about sex. That's all I want to talk about, because, like, I enjoy the topic. I enjoy the idea.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And I look at it on a deeper level. Like, I just did an episode on another show before you and I are here right now. And we did a show about sex and art. So for me, that was the connection. That's why she blows it. A lot of people think it's about like weed. A lot of people think it's about all kinds of other things, which is cool because I like that she blows it, gives people, it makes people think. And I love it. I love how many different perspectives, because it's not just something that you could figure out.
And may I interject?
Yeah.
The your theme song, it's banging. I just love it. Like, I think that gravitated to me. She blows it. Like, I just love.
Thank you.
I love, love, love the intro. I really do.
Look, shout out to Boom Tap Radio Blue. That is my music producer. He is awesome. He has very eclectic taste in music. So you have to check him out at Boom Tap Radio. You guys,
I'm going to check him out.
Check out Boom Tap Radio. It's a fresh perspective on music. Mm-hmm. You know, when we hear music today, we hear like the same thing. Like, he adds a twist and a flavor to it that's very unique.
Yeah, so, it's dope. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to talk about that, but I just felt so like ashamed to talk about it. So yeah, I just felt like, okay, people are gonna think I'm odd. Like, at first I was just in my feelings. Like, I was really in my feelings about it. And then I was like, you know what? One day I was just like, I don't care anymore. Like, I don't give a fuck. So ever since that epiphany, that I had, I just been like, fuck it, I'll talk about whatever I want to.
Right.
But
it's so, girl, and I love everything you're doing. So
thank you.
Keep it up, girl. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And,
I just feel like liberated now when I say certain things, because a friend of mine who really inspires me, she's a very important part of my life because she's helped me through so many things. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Access Solutions. But she was like, you know, like, continue to speak your truth. Like, you're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to go down a deeper journey when you continue to speak your truth. And I was like, yes, friend, thank you.
She's right. Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Because she understood like how I felt. Like, she understood my reservations, and she understood why I kind of held back on certain projects and why I didn't do certain things. So when she saw it and she said that to me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, okay. That just gave me confirmation. Like, okay, what you're saying, people feel that. Like, people are feeling it. People can relate, because that was my biggest concern, is that, you know, people wouldn't be able to relate to me. And that is, you know, how I feel about speaking the truth. It's liberating. It is.
It really is. I agree with you 100%.
But why, like, why do we feel the way we feel? So, like, why do we feel the way we feel about speaking the truth? Okay, so outside of, like, family members, relationships, what about, like, people on our platforms and stuff?
Oh, yes. I'm in the same boat with you, because even with Get a Girl Vision, not a lot of people know about Get a Girl and what Get a Girl means. And like you, I started off with Get a Girl Vision. I do events, and it was based on my divorce. I was married for 17 years and I'm 5 years divorced. And I did not love myself. And I remember when I got divorced, I was really, really hurt. And I guess the time that I wanted to be around my girlfriends, I had invited like 6 girls, and we went out for brunch, and I bought a cake with my ex's face on it. And I basically like had a celebration for my divorce. And I remember...
Wait, hold on, Char. You got a cake with his face.
Yeah.
So it was like you were cutting his face.
Yeah, like just cutting up the whole thing. Like, it was for fun, kicks and giggles, but at the same time, it was like an epiphany. It was just more like, get it together, girl. Like, get it vision. So I had that vision where I needed to get myself together. So I just like, get it, girl. And everyone's like, get it, girl. And it was just like an annual thing that I did, not with the cutting of the cake all the time with his face. So that was just the first time. But other
That's
than
very
that,
therapeutic, by the way.
it was because it's something I was with this person for so long, like in my early 20s. We got married very early. We had a big history together. It took us forever to have our son. It was just something that he was my world, and that ended. And I didn't know what to do, and I had to be around my girls. So I started it off, just having events for women to, cultivate together, to, embrace each other and go through the same things I went through, divorce and breakup and heartache. Because heartbreak is really, really hard, like on your heart. Really and truly, like some people really feel heartache, and I wanted to just have everyone just be empowered, and so I started that. But then the pandemic came, and then I didn't know how to connect with other people, so then I started the podcast. And so, again, like you, I wanted to talk about sex, relationships, which I do, and yeah, I don't care what people think. And so, a lot of times, I don't have the amount. The most followers, like I have like 9+, but I mean, I don't care. This whole networking and being cultivating with all other podcasters is liberating for me, and it doesn't matter how much follows me or who don't follow me. It's
That
something that I have to speak my truth. So, it's a good thing. It's very therapeutic, actually.
it is. But you know what? One of my flaws is like I'm an overthinker.
Me too, girl.
And I will overthink myself to the point where I complicate my own thoughts.
That's why you have to not do that, and just do it. Just don't
Right.
care. Just do it,
Yeah. So I complicate my own thoughts, and when I speak to people sometimes, like I feel like it's weird. Like I feel like I'm being like Aco Taco. Like when we get in the like you watch the Grown Man Logic lives, right?
Yes,
And
I love it.
there's one follower who always says silence is deafening. And
Really?
yeah, but I don't take offense to it. Like, I think it's funny because.
That's you, though. That is you. I love it. I like the fact that you sit back and you're observing and you come with the shit still. Like, you know what I mean? So,
And what's important too, like, when we're talking to people, it's important for us to talk to people to understand what they're saying, as opposed to being quick to jump to a conclusion or jump to a response. So when I space out like that and I have to like take a minute, collect myself and get my answer, like I'm just, I have to think about what it is that I'm saying because I have been loud and wrong so much in my life that I'm not trying to do all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like I
No,
want to get better at that.
I think you're original. I think you need to be the authentic you. You are original. You're not like everyone else. That's what I see when I watch the lives, and it's amazing. And I like your aura. And I think a lot of people, myself, that's just one out of the bunch who says whatever they say, and who cares?
Oh
They,
yeah. Oh.
you know what I mean? Like they, I think they just kind of like they're haters. Anyways, next.
But you know what? I really don't take offense. I only brought that up because I wanted to kind of point out like the importance of actually, listening to understand what it is that somebody's saying as opposed to jumping to an answer because being loud and wrong is like not what's up. You know what I mean? You don't want to be caught loud and wrong. You know what I mean when I say loud and wrong? Like,
Yeah, I agree with you.
okay. Yeah, so I just think that that's funny, but I have a question for you. So, boom. So, boom, here we go. Do you have like a story to share where you were placed in a position to own up to your flaws? Like, were you put in a position to where you had to basically say, yo, this is me. This is what I do. If you guys don't agree, then F you.
Yeah, at work. I'm not like everyone else. And so, I have my opinions and I really stand up for what I believe in. And a lot of times people want to be the same, but I tend to be a little different. I might be a little quirky and it may irritate some people. However, I still don't care. And so I usually stand up for myself. So in terms of like, say for instance, people don't really understand people with special needs, and I have this the background, the education behind it. And a lot of times I stand up for a lot of people with special needs, which some people just think, what, why are you, like, they don't know that I'm an educator. And so a lot of times it'd be making fun, and I'll stand up and I'll say, you know, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't say that. And then it becomes an argument. And then when I point out their wrongs, it'd be like, you know what I mean? So I catch myself in areas like that a lot. In terms of like relationship wise, I tend to, again, be a little silent in certain things that they may do, and it may catch me off guard. You know what I mean? Like,
That's
I'm what? Sorry.
I'm
Go
so
ahead.
I'm so sorry to cut you off, but
No.
this my whole like the major theme of this season is what we didn't learn in school, like made in ignorance and what we didn't learn in school. And first of all, thank you for being an educator. Like, educators don't get what they deserve.
No, we
Educators are not
don't.
valued. Educators are not appreciated. And that hurts my heart, because if children are the future, why wouldn't we invest in the educators? Right?
Especially children with special needs, because I
Especially
like I said,
with
I'm an
children.
ASD mom, and so my son, he doesn't look like he has special needs, but he does. He has social issues, and he doesn't really act more of his age. He's 15, but he kind of acts 3 years younger, and so a lot of times I have to butt in and advocate for him. So advocacy is a big thing for me for children. I tend to stand up for them a lot, and a lot of times people who are ignorant, who don't understand it, they'd be like, why are you involved? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'll just come out of the way and just say, you know, hey, don't do that. And some people just, you know, mind your business, but I don't care. I'm advocating for this child. You cannot say this about this child. You know what I mean? So I do stand up for people, and some people just don't understand why I do that, but I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. It's my job. It's my right, actually. So.
That's dope. That is super, super dope, because very rarely do people do that. And like, it's so important to help. I believe that it's important to help others, to help those who can't help themselves or who struggle with helping themselves. And I don't know if you heard this episode, but I did an episode on private school versus public school, and I had the Grown Man Logic crew joining me on that episode, and we talked about the differences, because Dewan went to a private school, but
Yes,
myself,
I
Kendra, and Eric, we went to a public school.
Yeah.
So one of the things that stood out the most to me when I was doing research on the private schools was that they don't cater to special needs. And Dewan and I just went into an entire dialogue about that and why they don't cater to special needs children, students in private schools. But the question that I really want to ask you now, what are some things right now in the school that children should be learning? What are some things that they should be teaching, or some things that you think that should be taught in school right now that is not being taught in school right now?
Self-help skills.
Okay.
We live in Toronto. I live in Toronto, and so I don't know how the States is right now, but I know and how the education system works there. But I know up in Canada, we took away a lot of things that I feel that the children really need. Basic things like, you know, cooking, like home ec and stuff like that. That is something that I feel that needs to be incorporated in the school, because a lot of children don't know how to do certain things, right? And I feel they rely on the house, but a lot of times at home, they don't have that space. There's a lot of toxic issues going on at home, which, it's not the children's fault. So I feel like as teachers, we should be able to, incorporate a lot of life skills for these children, because right now, especially now, we're in a pandemic and there's no school. So what are they learning, really? You know what I mean? So a lot of that, I feel life skills is beneficial. Like, I believe in that so fully. Like, it's, I don't even know how to express it anymore. I just feel life skills is so important.
That is so interesting that you say that, because that was one of the points
Oh,
that I
really?
made, like in a few episodes back.
Okay.
But I
I
kind of
gotta go listen to that one. I gotta go listen.
I kind of go back and forth between like all the episodes and try to tie it in. But survival skills and those life skills that we need
Yeah.
aren't taught enough.
Saving money, all of that stuff. Like, it's so important. That needs to get in there, like.
But what they're doing now, like in the States, what they're doing, they are implementing like different courses in the communities. Like they're trying to implement it. For example, like self-help. My son is in distance learning, right? So
Okay.
they do mindfulness and meditation in the morning.
Oh,
So
that's really good.
yeah, I thought that that was really good too, because I'm thinking to myself, I never did mindfulness and meditation. You know what I'm saying? When I went to
That's
school.
really good. That's something that I should incorporate for next term with my students.
But
Because I never really even thought of that, to be honest. I did it in class, but not online. Yeah.
our curriculum in the States is a lot of social studies, a lot of American history.
Yeah.
And then the problem with the American history is that the true American history isn't revealed. Like,
So
they
there's
show
some
us.
black history. Like, do they? I mean, black history is every day, and that's something that I try to incorporate the whole time that I'm in class. But I know they have February month. Is that what they do in the States? Like,
Yes, it's in
okay.
it's like that in the States. However, I noticed that should be something that shouldn't just be something that is only discussed over a period of 30 days. You get what I'm saying? Like, this is
And what are
not.
they talking about? Is it just basic Martin Luther King, like Harriet
Yeah.
Tubman, like
Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass,
Yeah, this is a basic
the
that we all
basic.
know, but nothing current.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and then it's and the curriculum to me, from what I see with my son, is more saturated in like the American history. They talk a lot about Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. They talk about all of that, but they skip over those important parts of history. Like, you don't hear them talking about Black Wall Street in history. You don't hear them talking about any of that. And it's just like, okay. You don't hear them really like talking about racism and prejudice and how people were treated. Like, I don't even know if they talk about Emmett Till. I don't know. I didn't hear about Emmett
They're not
Till.
doing that. Well, in Toronto, where we are, we do have the Minister of Education is Black, and through the Black Lives Matter, she had basically put out that she wants more history, Black history, incorporated every day, not just the month of February. So
Right.
I'm hoping that this coming fall that things change. I mean, I know they're working on it. The Prime Minister here, which is like our president, he okayed it.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau. He okayed it. So, well, the parliament did. And so I'm hoping that, the curriculum, the school curriculum's changed drastically, but we're very happy to have a Black minister, education, and she's a woman, so
that's nice.
Yeah.
So what, like, what is a part of the curriculum there? So we're like heavy on social, heavy on the social studies, heavy on the American history, heavy on math. Oh, heavy on mathematics for sure.
Oh yeah, and, same here.
Mm-hmm.
Geography, science, all of that. The social studies, yep, heavy on that too.
But do you guys do what history do you guys study though? Like, do you guys study American history?
We study a little bit, but not too much. We have Canadian history. We Native Canadian history is big, heavy here. And what else? Yeah, we don't have Martin Luther King Day or anything like that. I don't believe, not yet.
Oh, so
we do, we do, but we don't have the day off. Yeah, okay. Not like you guys. You guys have that day off. We don't. But we do celebrate and we do incorporate it in the classroom. We do talk about black historic people who lived in Canada.
So I've never studied Canadian history. You actually just gave me something.
You should.
To do.
You should. Even like the Underground Railroad and where it ended, it came straight to Canada, which was in Nova Scotia. So a lot of Nova Scotian people who live where it is in Canada, they sound American. They sound like they're from the South. It's so weird. Like the people that live in Nova Scotia, the Black Canadians, they sound American. It's so weird that live in Nova Scotia alone. But if you come to Toronto, it's a different. And the thing is with Canada and Toronto, where I live, it's very West Indian background. So for me, I was born here, but my parents were West Indian, right? So we didn't have much Blacks in the areas that we lived in. It's very multicultural here. And a lot of the Blacks came from Nova Scotia and then migrated to different pockets of Canada. But it's very multicultural and a lot of West Indians. So we don't really have Black Canadians, like second generation, which would be me. But like from my mother, the first generations, they're usually from like Jamaica, Grenada, all the islands, and they kind of migrated here and had children, and then vice versa, like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not like in the States where everyone's like American, American, American. You know what I mean? It's a little different here, just because. And that was again due to Justin Trudeau's father, who was Pierre Trudeau, who in the 60s and 70s he had called out to a lot of Black West Indians to come to Canada to kind of like develop a culture, and so that's how come they ended up coming to Canada through getting invitation. Yeah, it's so weird. That's a history on its own that you should learn.
Yes, girl, you
how Black people came to Canada.
That was good.
Yeah. So.
See, and then you just gave me another perspective, because I always look at just the Black history from an American perspective, right? You mm-hmm. have the Black history presented from an African American standpoint. Mm-hmm. So you see, like, that's why we hear about the Harriet Tubmans, we hear about the Frederick Douglasses, we hear about all of that.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as like the Black Canadian history, that is so lit. Like, I didn't know that. That's so interesting to me. So, thank you.
Yes,
because I should have knew this shit.
Yes. Well, this is a good way for maybe you can come and visit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes. I definitely have. You know what? You're the second person that invited me to
Toronto.
Yeah. So yeah. I definitely
Drake Town.
I definitely have to make my way out there.
You do. I suggest you come in the summer though, because it's really cold. It's really cold in the winter. Okay. It's still cold right now. Like, I swear I'm wearing a jacket still, and it's spring.
Are you serious?
Yeah, or whether I don't know. I was just saying, how come it's so cold still? Not like freezing cold, but it's still like hoodie weather. And
Like, give me,
jacket.
can you give me a like a number, like a degree? How many degrees was it this morning?
Okay, so you guys are like Fahrenheit or Celsius, so I don't know. It's so different. Like you guys, so right now it's like 15, and that's in Celsius, so I don't know. Are you Fahrenheit or Celsius? That's what I have to know.
We're Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so you're Fahrenheit, we're Celsius. So 15 Celsius here would be, I don't know.
59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Something
So
like
it's
that. I don't
kind of cold, right? It's not that warm here right now. So.
Yeah, it says okay, so 15 degrees Celsius is 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's chilly. That's chilly. That's
Yeah,
cold.
and to yes, it's cold. And like tonight we'll go down to 2. So yeah.
Okay, wait, let me Google that real quick. 2 degrees Celsius.
Cold.
Celsius to Fahrenheit. Okay. 35 degrees.
Yeah, girl. So you need to
Oh my
come
gosh.
in the summer, but then when it's in summertime, when it's hot, it's really hot. Like
So I want to know what's hot.
scorching hot. It's like, okay, so most time it will go to like 40, 42 sometimes, like really, really hot, and you're dying hot. So that's yeah, it's like it gets really hot.
Okay, 42 degrees. Damn, 107 degrees.
It gets really hot. 35, 42. Yeah, it gets really hot. But our hot only lasts for 2 months, girl. This is Canada. We don't have summer for long, you know what I mean? So summer is only like June and July.
Oh, that sucks. And
And
then
then
we have
August
to.
gets back cool again. Yeah. And then we may have another hot spurt in September. And then it's freezing. So you're always wearing a coat. You're always wearing a coat. And this is Toronto. If you went to like British Columbia, which is further, it's always cold. It's always cold. Like
Even in the
cold.
summertime?
It's like, I mean, they have their summer, but it gets cold in the
Okay.
nighttime. So you
Okay.
always have to like have a jacket or a sweater. Yeah.
Oh,
I
wow.
know. I
Like,
know. But
and
it's still nice here. I love it here. I love it. I do.
yeah, I hear all things beautiful about Canada. Like, I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about Canada, which
Yeah, it's really nice.
is
Parties
pretty
are
cool.
great. Yeah.
Well, in
You
Florida, it
guys
like it's like spring. We don't have like the trees don't change colors.
So you're in California? Where are you?
No,
Where are you?
I'm in Florida.
Yes, Florida, Florida. That's right.
So in Florida, like the trees, they don't like change colors when fall comes. You don't see those beautiful like colors of fall.
Yeah. But who cares? You guys have beautiful weather, so.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to get to that because the weather is gorgeous and I am like so obsessed with greenery at this point. I
Oh, really?
maybe because I'm from here that like the greenery is so beautiful to me. Like I'm so in tune with nature.
Me too. I love plants. I buy myself flowers like every Friday. Like I just love greenery, just everything about it. Just nature. Love smelling flowers. So beautiful.
I
I
know,
just love
and
it.
those are the things that we take for granted, like the trees and stuff. Like,
But you
that's.
know what, girl? Since pandemic, since like I just got into it because, you know, we were home, we weren't going to work and everything, and I was home and I was just buying plants all the time and just like filling up my backyard and just like sitting outside and just loving nature. Like I just started loving nature like last year, so
That's all that matters, as long as you have become one with it. That's all that matters.
Love nature now.
Yeah, I love nature too. And it's like when you think about the vibe you get from nature, I just think about the tree, the oxygen. And like that's why we get such a vibe when we just take a moment to sit. Like we're getting that oxygen, we're getting that vibe. We're getting,
Yes.
you
But that's the
know.
thing. Like, how can you be angry living in Florida when it's always sunny and beautiful? Like, I don't know. Like, here, I can understand why you get angry because when it's cold, it's freaking cold. And it's like you wanted to be inside, but then you're like always inside because it's so cold and the snow is like up to your knees. But, and you know, and driving and commuting, it's like a bitch. But if I lived in Florida, I don't know if I would even be angry.
Yeah, you will be. I'm gonna tell you reasons why people get angry in Florida, although
All
it's
right.
reasons why people in South Florida specifically get are angry because, for one, we have a lot of people from northern states who want to get away from the cold, and a lot of these people, like, they're older people, they're retired, and they come down here from like New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Chicago, places like that. And like they have like the sea, it's a seasonal thing. So they'll come and stay here during the winter because it's much warmer. So you have all of these people from different places. Nobody can drive correctly. So there's always traffic. That is the main reason why people in Florida are late time, is because nobody can drive. Like on
I hear that.
I-5, people
New York
are,
people can't drive. I'm sorry. New York people cannot drive because they do the same here. Like, they
but then
can't drive.
they come here and then they, but then, and I'm not saying like, oh, they come here like, oh, fuck them. No. But they come down here with their driving technique. That's the best way I can say it, for lack of a better
Because they're always stopping. Like, I don't know how the streets are in Florida, but I know in New York it's like they're out, there's one ways, and they just keep like the stop signs are so close together, like so they're always stopping. They don't know how to drive. So when they come to Toronto, it's like here, more suburban area, it's more like longer roads, but they're driving like they can't drive, you know, you know what I mean? So I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, we
I
have.
love my New York peeps, though. I do.
I love New York people too. I mean, I think they're funny. I love people from New York. I love people from everywhere.
Me
I love New York. Like, I have a friend who lives there, so I'm like, yes, I have an excuse to go to New York.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
I
great.
love it. I went 2 years ago and I just love it. It's such a beautiful city. Tourist attraction, I love it. It's really nice.
Yeah, so like, do you think that travel is something that we should be putting our children onto, like as far as self-care and education?
Oh, definitely. The thing is, when I was a kid, I traveled on my own, like all the time. My mom would just put me on a plane and then I learned to just do that. So I'm all for it. And if I don't travel, I feel sick. Like I always need to travel. So yeah, that's something that, and the thing is, as a mom, I try to make that a habit for my son as well, but he hates it. So he hates traveling. Because some children, he has anxiety, so he doesn't like planes. But I think it's so important. It's vital, actually. So that should be a purpose in the curriculum too, is to learn how to travel, meet people, and I think that's part of like, it's part of like learning history. It's a part of learning culture, you know, and understanding. So there won't be, I think it'll be less people being prejudiced and uneducated on different cultures if people just practice learning different places to go, like you know what I mean? So do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
Like,
I get it. People will be
yeah.
more well-informed, like they will be able to see it for themselves, as opposed to, oh, well, I heard this is what it's like to go here.
Yeah.
No, go yourself, check it out, and expand your mind, because when you're actually there, the vibe is different. Like, it's different when someone is explaining or describing a place to you, as opposed to you actually going to that place and experiencing the ambiance and all of that for yourself. So, yeah,
It's
I
so
get
true. It's so true. But have you ever had someone just come to you? Like for me, I was, even today, I was at a place where I was getting some chicken wings and some fries for my son. And this man, a Caucasian man, came to me and he's like, you know, I just was down the street and I love the jerk chicken that's there. And he's just talking to me about jerk chicken. Person, I don't like jerk chicken, but because I'm black, he just assumed that I like jerk chicken. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I understand, but the appropriation, like, you know what I mean? Like, are you just telling this to kind of, and then I have long braids. So he's just saying, you know, I love your braids. You must sit down for a long time to do it. He was just having this conversation with me. And I thought it was cute, but at the same time, I'm just like, the assumption, I just think people should kind of like, I wouldn't go to him and say, you know, these French fries, or you know what I mean? Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? So just the
Yeah.
assumption of me liking jerk chicken because I'm black, I just think people should kind of like know what to say before saying it, kind of thing. Like, it just was weird.
But do you, okay, but do you think that they do that because they're genuinely like interested in the culture?
I think, and that's where I'm coming to what you were saying. I think so. I think he wants me to know that he's a bit informed, but not, you know what I mean? That's how I took it. So I didn't get offended by it. I smiled and I said, oh yeah, that's great, you know, da da da. And it was conversation. And I think, and he said it, he loves it. He goes there every day for 23 years. And I'm just like, okay, he loves jerk chicken. And so I think that was more like, you know how that allyship kind of thing, like, I feel like that was his way. He was an older white man and he was just more like, hey. And he was just talking about the braids and all that stuff that was on me. So he kept saying it's beautiful, it's beautiful. And then he was just talking about the jerk chicken. So I think a lot of times people know what's going on in the world and they want to just make sure we know that they're down for whatever. You know what I mean? Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
Yeah, I get you. Like, I
yeah.
totally get you.
So I thought it was, you know, okay, thank you, that kind of thing. But there's some people who don't say things at all. And I guess some people are just more upfront by saying, yeah, I like this and I like that.
Yeah, I
But
get you. But would you rather somebody not ask you at all or be interested?
you know what? It depends on how they said it. Like him, he said it genuinely, but I don't like people who may say things like, okay, I had this one girl who I took her out. She's Caucasian, and I took her out with a bunch of us. We're all black, and she was the only white person. And she basically sat at the table, and she said she makes the best curry chicken ever. And everyone's like, and everyone was looking at her like, but it's she said it with a bunch of black women, and the way she said it, it was like
What?
everyone got offended. Like, girl, okay, you know what I mean? So there's certain things that you shouldn't say, and there's certain things that you can't say. You know what I mean? So at a table with a bunch of black women saying that you make better chicken than all of us black women, you know you're gonna get hands. You know what I mean? You know you're gonna get cussed out, right? So, girl, stop. And
But
I felt
like,
so embarrassed.
why do people? But I just like, I don't understand. Like, why do, like, why do you t like, why?
I don't know. And it's like, it's not only that she does have a black daughter and she's been with black men and she only dates black men, right? And that's fine. That's her preference, whatever. But you just don't do that. I guess she felt she fit in because she has a black child, but at the same time, you're still white. And I know you want to be part of the allyship. You want to be it, but there's certain things that you can say and cannot say. And I mean, people can argue with me all they want, but when you're around a bunch of black women, it's just something that you like. First of all, this is in us. This is our blood. This is something that, and maybe she does make good curry chicken. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you can't really. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I just felt very odd. I just thought it was odd. Something that you just don't say. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
it's expensive.
it was really offended to a lot of women. They'd be like, who would you get this girl from? Like, who does she think she is? And I'd be like, oh my God. Help. help me, please.
Yeah.
And I did tell her, I said, girl, next time don't be like doing that. And she said sorry, but it's like she got offended, but then at the same time she has to understand that you can't just come in there and charge. Like, and that's the thing, a lot of us feel that let us have our own sometimes, you know, it's just like the Kim Kardashian wearing the braids and stuff like that. Like, there's certain things that you can and cannot do, and I'm not saying she can't wear her braids or whatever, but don't make it your own when it's our culture. You know what I mean? Like, can we have our own moment, please? That kind of thing. So,
but you know what? Like, you know how they say often imitate it, never duplicate it? It's like that's one of those things where, okay, you can portray that image all you want. You can make it seem like, you know, whatever, all you want. But we all know
that it's mine.
Right. We all know, like, the cultural realm of which it was a derivative of. So,
right?
Yeah. So that's why I was like, you know what? Get it, girl. Don't worry about it. Just this, get it, girl.
Yeah. That's right.
So look, I have another spicy question for you.
Okay.
So we already talked about how, like, we've lied.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever lied? And what, like, how did you feel about that?
I've been caught in a mini lie. It's like one time. Okay, I'm a crab. I'm a Cancer crab. And I don't really like going out, even though people think that I'm such an extrovert. I am an introvert, right? And a lot of times people ask me to go out. And again, I have a hard time saying no. But this time I said no in a way of lying, saying that I was not home. Meanwhile, I was fully in my bed. And... I forgot that I lied. And I got caught in the lie and I couldn't get out of the lie. I felt so dumb. You know what I mean? I felt so bad. I'd be like, you know, girl, you know, but I couldn't get out of it because, you know, I promised this person that I was gonna do it and I did it, and I just basically said I got caught in traffic and all this lie. And it was for my purpose because I really didn't want to go out and I didn't know how to tell this person last minute that I didn't want to do it anymore. So,
yeah,
the girl got caught in a lie.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you know what? That was kind of like a lie that was, you know, on the...
Isn't that valid? Like, I was tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's on the better spectrum of lies. I mean, no lie is good, but it's not like, you know?
Not a huge lie. I can't think of anything else a lie. Like,
it's not like you turned around and stabbed your best friend in the back. I mean,
No. Oh, there was one lie that I told my best friend. We were younger, and I'll never forget because she still brings this up, but... You have time for it? Okay, so
I have time.
We're younger. We're like about 16 years old. And, you know, we're into boys and stuff like that. And, you know, it was three of us. And there was one girl and my best friend. And the one girl, we weren't really best friends. She was more closer to my best friend. So that girl had lost her virginity. And so we're just like, oh, okay, da 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 da. And then my girlfriend, my best friend, is like, oh my God, I want to like sleep with this guy, but I'm scared, da da da. And then I lied and said that I slept with somebody, but I didn't. I was still a virgin. And so she felt peer pressured and she went and she slept with this guy. Okay. But meanwhile, I was still a virgin and I stayed a virgin. Yeah, I know, it's so bad. It was so bad. And so, like, 2-3 years later, I lost my virginity. I forgot. And I told her, and she was like, but I thought you slept with Bobby Taylor. And I'll be like, oh, no, I didn't. And she was so upset with me. My bestie, we're best friends still, but I know she didn't talk to me for months because she was so heartbroken because we're 16 years old. It's peer pressure. We all want to be like our friends and stuff like that. But I was more like, I don't know why I lied. I just did. And so when I told her the truth, she didn't believe me. And I was just like, but... this is the truth. So yeah, that was my really horrible lie.
Girl, that was like that is like a scene in like a movie for like
yeah, girl, that was like a really bad lie. I felt bad. She's still bringing it up today. She goes, "You sure are you lying?"
The biggest lie that I tell, and I don't do it on purpose, is I'll call you back.
Oh, girl, that's a good lie too. Yeah, yeah, I do that too.
I'd be like, all right, I will call you back. And like, it's like I just get so. But you know what? I really do get so consumed with stuff. And then,
but I'm your own person though, because I'm not. And so
I have my moments. I have my moments where I'm a phone person. And then I have my moments where I don't really feel like talking on the phone. And then I have moments where I don't all because I talk all day.
So, yeah.
You know? I remember I told this lie when I was 16. And I lived in Georgia, right?
Okay.
And I was just being just so extra. So I was talking to this guy at school. And I wanted to meet up with him to go to the movies. But the people I lived with, they were my guardians. So my guardians, like, I just feel like they were always in my business. Like, they always were just snooping on me. I guess they knew I was lying, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to the movies with one of my homegirls. I'm going to the movies with one of my friends named Michelle.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, whatever. So they dropped me off at the movies. I went to the movies to go meet a whole person that was not Michelle. Okay.
Yeah, girl.
When we got out of the movies,
They
were like, the whole family was standing there as I'm walking out with this.
Oh, guy. Hell no. How? What?
Oh my gosh. And I had to play it off. I was like, oh. And they just looked at me like, bitch.
Girl, you lying.
Bitch, you lying. And then it was so you did all of that to go to the movies with some thug boy. I'm like, oh.
Here we go.
He was kind of a thug though.
Yeah, but still, like, you don't want to hear that at 16, be like, oh my god, what are you talking about, you know? So
yeah, so
but that's what you do at 16 years old. You don't have no care in the world. You lie,
right?
Those are the best juicy lies anyways.
I have an embarrassing story.
Oh lord, let me hear it.
So I was like, so after I stayed in Georgia, I moved back down to Florida and I had other guardians, right? So they lived not too far and I was over there. I was over at my other guardians and she was like, she asked me for some dental floss. So, oh no, I needed some dental floss. But at that time, I was smoking cigarettes. Like I still I have a little cigarette habit. Sometimes I have me a little cigarette here and there, right? So
that's okay. I do cigars.
Okay. So
yeah,
girl, I went into my bag and I thought I was grabbing dental floss. And I ended up grabbing, I don't know how I thought that the Marlboro cigarette box was fucking dental floss. And I'm like sitting there and I'm thinking I got dental floss in my hand.
Oh shoot.
She took her hand and she slapped me upside my head. And I was like, what was that for? She was like, you got a pack of Marlboros in your hand. Why are you smoking cigarettes? I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought this was dental floss. Like, I thought this was dental floss. She's like, well, now I know you got the cigarettes.
Girl.
She blows it. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, girl.
Well, Shar, I definitely have to have you back on for another episode of the She Blows Up.
Yes, please. This was
I really enjoyed talking to you. I really enjoyed having you on the show. It was such a pleasure. And
Thank you.
before we wrap this up, do you have an embarrassing story that you'd like to share?
Oh, girl. Since we're on the teens thing, I was really small, really skinny, and I hated my weight. Skinny, everyone is like, "Oh, you're so skinny, you're so skinny." I wish I was skinny now, but back then I was really skinny. I was about like maybe 14, 13, 14. I was so small, I had no boobs. I was flat like raisins. So I used to stuff my bra. And it wasn't perfect, but I used to just stuff it with socks, okay? And so one day, I don't know, you know how girls get, I ended up getting into a fight or whatever, and I was with my same best friend, and my best friend wasn't a fighter, and for some reason, I don't know how, I always used to get into stupid shit. And lo and behold, the person pulled, snatched my bra, and my socks fell out.
Oh shit.
And everyone stood there, and
Oh my gosh, that is
they said
so
exactly what you said.
embarrassing.
Exactly what you said. Oh shit! And I was so embarrassed that I never stuffed my bra again. Like I just couldn't. I was like, you know what? F this shit. You know what I mean? But I was so embarrassed. My best friend was embarrassed for me. I saw her face. I could still see her face. Actually, when I get off here, I'm gonna call her and have giggles with that shit. But the fact that she saw it and I felt so embarrassed, I tried to play it off because, gangster boo me at the time. I just thought I'd play it off. But girl, like no one really said anything, but they were just like, I think that everyone was kind of like embarrassed for me. So that was an embarrassing moment. Yeah, your girl.
OMG. I can't say that I've never stuffed my bra in.
I used to stuff my bra. Now I'm like a D cup, girl.
Well, hashtag she blows it.
She blows.
You see how multifaceted she blows it is? Like, oh, she fucked that one up.
Yep, I fucked that one up big time. So yeah, that was embarrassing.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Shar. Tell the
Yeah.
people one more time where they can find you.
You can find me on all the platforms for every podcast there is. And I'm on Instagram a lot, so it's get underscore it underscore girl underscore XO underscore vision, get a girl vision, your girl Shar. Holla.
All right. Make sure you guys go follow Shar. I will put information in the description box. Thank you.
Yes.
Talk to you next
Thank
time,
you for
babe.
having me. Yes, please.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of feeling a sense of negative energy around you? Perhaps you'd like to manifest abundance daily, or you want a smoke cleansing your vibe? If that's what you're about, head over to Liberated. Let me tell you a little bit more about Liberated. Liberated was founded in 2017 by yours truly, yogi, podcaster, and mom, Carla Coley, through a journey of self-exploration beyond the realms of hell. A disease of perfection inspired Carla to rebel against everything she was taught to believe about religion, socialization, and understanding. With that epiphany, Liberated was born. And it was born from a mind infused with questions on establishing a life beyond a social construct. Amidst the chaos in the world, Liberated provides peace of mind through metaphysical aspects of sage and incense. The benefits of yoga is not only art, but a self-soothing mechanism as a fashion statement through swanky-looking yet inexpensive t-shirts and knickknacks. And a source of information through blogs on methods to keep your work in progress state of mind clear, conscious, and elevated to higher vibrations. This concoction is what makes us liberated, and this concoction is liberated. Head over to www.liberated.com. That's www.liberated.com. It's spelled LIB, the number 3, the letter R, the number 8, ED.com. That's www.liberated.com. For more information, click the link in the description box. Yes, guys, I know it's difficult to spell, but hey, we liberated.